I'm Michael Washam, and this is part four of our Windows Azure IaaS webcast. And in this webcast, I'm going to be focused on VM creation, how you actually create and manage virtual machines with Windows Azure PowerShell. So to get started, I'm going to talk a little bit about some as core pieces you need to actually use, you need to know to create a virtual machine with PowerShell commandlets. The first thing is whenever you're creating a VM, you need to know whether you're going to create it from a disk or a virtual machine image. You can use two commandlets to do this. One of them is get Azure disk, will tell you all the disks deployed in your subscription, and get Azure VM image will tell you all the image names you can use. Get Azure location will give you an enumeration of all the data centers available. And from there, you have a couple of different choices on creating virtual machines. The first one is we have a commandlet called new Azure Quick VM. This is equivalent of the Quick Create option in the portal. It basically allows you to create a virtual machine without additional configuration. So if you don't need to add additional endpoints, you don't need to configure additional disks, etc. The second option is allow you to create a fully configured virtual machine, so it has all the endpoints set, all of the data disks, etc. And you can also configure multiple virtual machines and create them all in a batch using the new Azure VM-VMs parameter. Now, one thing to note is this actually just masks that creating the virtual machines is is serialized, so it doesn't actually do it any faster than doing it individually. It's really just to make scripting a little bit easier. So a couple of examples using a new Azure Quick VM, and you'll notice that we do have to pass a Windows parameter to tell it that it's a Windows machine, or if it's a Linux machine, we pass a Linux, so we can pass in the Linux user. The PowerShell commandlets do set support parameter sets, so we have different parameter sets for passing dash Windows versus passing dash Linux. And a couple of things to note here is the first example is creating a new virtual machine in a brand new cloud service. So if I specify location or dash affinity group, it's assuming that the cloud service is going to be brand new. If I don't specify location or affinity group, it's assuming that the cloud service already exists. Now this option is using the new Azure VM config commandlet, which basically generates an object that we can then pass to the Windows Azure or the PowerShell pipeline to other commandlets like add Azure provisioning config, add Azure data disk, and add Azure endpoint. And basically, this is a pipeline that's modifying this config object with each commandlet before it finally gets passed to new Azure VM. And once it's passed to new Azure VM, it will take this object that has all the endpoint, the data disk, everything pre-configured, and pass it up to the Windows Azure Fabric Controller, which will then provision your virtual machine. Having the options of data disk, the endpoint, and everything configured in this fashion is faster than doing them one at a time through the portal, because the Fabric Controller will actually batch this and do it all at once versus waiting for individual operations complete through the portal. So some of the other common settings that you'll need for your virtual machine, you'll need to specify the VM name. If you're configuring availability sets, which I haven't talked about yet in one of these webcasts, we will later, you can specify the availability set and also the instance size of the VM. Now let's talk a little bit about provisioning. So provisioning, basically, like I said, we have multiple parameter sets. So the add Azure provisioning config commandlet actually supports three different parameter sets. The first one is dish-windows, and this tells it, hey, I'm going to create a Windows virtual machine, and I'm going to set a password. It also allows you to pass in disable automatic updates, no RDP endpoint, time zone, and certificates. We also have another parameter set called Windows Domain, and this allows you to pass in domain join information, so your virtual machine can automatically join a domain and even be created in a specific computer organizational unit. Now the Linux provisioning options allow you different options as well. They allow you to specify the Linux user, so on Windows it's always going to be administrator, and then you can go rename it if you want to later, but on a Linux VM it's always going to be whatever user you specify. You have the options of disabling SSH. You can actually have it just enable SSH but not create the endpoint. And you can specify and pass up SSH keys that you can use for authentication. So let's walk through actually creating a virtual machine using the PowerShell commandlets. So in the previous demo, I just did everything from the command line. And I'm going to cheat and use a tool called PowerGUI. that I just find to be pretty productive. We also have the PowerShell ISE that you can get with Windows on a Windows client, and it's a really good IDE for PowerShell as well, but I'm just more used to PowerGUI, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with this. So let's go ahead and find these variables that we need. So we need location for our data center, and we need image name. So I'll say image name equals blank. And now let's use PowerShell to actually discover this. So I'll say get Azure location. Oops, typed that all wrong, so it won't turn anything useful. So get Azure location, select location name, and I'm just going to do West US. And for the image name, I'll say get Azure VM image, select image name, and this will return back all the images that you saw in the portal, and I can pick whichever one I want. So in this case, I'll go ahead and create a Windows Server 2012 image. Now I'm going to use the new Azure Quick VM commandlet. I'm going to specify the Windows parameter set. So I'll say image name for my image. I'm going to say instance size is going to be small. Location, I'll say West US. I need to specify a password, so some really complicated password. And I need the VM name, so my VM3. And finally, since I did specify a location, I need to specify the service name. This is actually going to create a new cloud service since I'm using location. We'll call it my demo SVC A123. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hit F5. Okay, now this should actually go execute. It should create the cloud service first, and then once the cloud service is created, it should actually provision my virtual machine inside of it. So it looks like the virtual machine is provisioning. I'm going to go ahead and hit pause on recording because it'll take about 5 to 10 minutes for this virtual machine to create. And once we get done, I'll show you another way of creating a virtual machine as well. So now that virtual machine has been created, we're going to use different method to create a different. It's going to create a virtual machine again, but this time around, we're going to show you how you can actually pre-configure it. So I'm going to say new Azure VM config this time, and I can still use our same variables. So I can say image name, VM name. So this will be my VM4. And you can see I can also specify the availability set name. I can specify all the different settings here. But the only one that we're going to need to do today is image name and name. Oh, I'm sorry, instance size. Small. Now I'm going to add a provisioning configuration now. So add Azure provisioning configuration. And again, this commandlet is only useful whenever you're provisioning a VM off of an image. If you're booting a VM off of an existing disk, it's assumed that it already has a password and it's already been configured on provisioning. So I could pass Windows, Windows domain, or dash Linux. I'm going to go ahead and just pick Windows and password, some password, maybe not that one there. And what's beneficial about using this method is I can actually provision additional stuff. So if I want this virtual machine to boot up with some additional storage, I can say, let's have this one boot up with a 100 gigabyte disk, or and call it data. And I'm going to put it on the first one, so 10. And I'm going to do that with two of them actually. So I can just copy and paste this one. And I'll make this one logs. And it can be 50 gigs. And I'm going to add an Azure endpoint. So we'll call this SQL. Local port 1433, public port 1433, protocol TCP. And there's all kinds of other options on that add Azure endpoint that I'll talk about later in a future webcast. And at the new Azure VM, I'm basically taking a new Azure VM config is going to create an object and pass it to each one of these commandlets that are then modifying that object. So I'm going to create this in a new service. And same location. I'll just put it in West US. And assuming I didn't typo anything, if I hit F5, this should actually create a fully provisioned virtual machine. At least fully provisioned from a configuration that has two data disks and an endpoint. And of course, I did not do something quite right. Oh, sorry. Apply password must be between 8 and 123 characters, and basically I didn't make it complex enough. So we'll say sum pass, and that should do it, I think. Specified DNS name is already taken. So this is really good from a learning perspective because these transactions or these commandlets are not transactional. So whenever it created it last time, it actually created the cloud service and failed creation of virtual machine. So whenever I go through to create it again, it's saying that the cloud service is already taken. So I'll just use a different name for this and try it one more time. And hopefully we'll have better luck. Okay, so that usually once you get to the point where it's saying it's actually creating a new deployment, you're in good shape. So in this webcast, you saw how to create a virtual machine using a new Azure Quick VM commandlet, which doesn't allow you to specify additional data disks and endpoint configuration. And you also saw how you can use new Azure VM config and really pipeline the configuration of a virtual machine to make it booted up pre-configured. So join us for the next webcast. Not sure what it'll be about yet, but should know very soon. Thanks.